USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Under President Trump, the United States was energy independent, and we were supplying a large portion of the earth with the energy it needed. Since green energy technology in no way can support America's energy thirst, perhaps American leaders should have gradually moved away from fossil fuels as we grew our green technology.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The time after Elvis emerged and before the Beatles, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia-born teen idol of the early 1960s. He had hits that included Volare and Wild One. He also played with Anne Margaret in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. He died Tuesday at the age of 79. Rydell died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in the suburb of his hometown of Philadelphia. The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, well, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health has, I think, also been destroyed with it. These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.